Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Their valor gave us the freest, greatest, and most noble republic ever to exist on the face of the earth. A republic that I am fixing after a long and hard 4 years.
After paying his respects to service members buried at Arlington National Cemetery, President Donald Trump criticized the previous administration. On social media, Trump had scathing words for former President Joe Biden and federal judges who've blocked many of his strict anti-immigration policies. According to research from the conservative Cato Institute, more than a fifth of the migrants so far sent to a high-security El Salvador prison actually entered the U.S. legally. In another post, Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had gone absolutely crazy after a weekend of relentless attacks on Ukrainian residential areas. Trump has so far not endorsed a European plan to increase sanctions on Russia. Israeli nationalists marked a holiday in Jerusalem by marching through Muslim neighborhoods chanting death to Arabs. Some in Israel's right-wing cabinet supported the marchers, but others have criticized them. Meanwhile, Hamas has said they have agreed to accept a 60-day Gaza ceasefire for hostages deal negotiated by the U.S. Israel has not signed on and has ordered evacuations from most of southern Gaza ahead of ground attacks. The budget and policy plan that passed the House could face an uphill battle in the Senate. Wisconsin GOP Senator Ron Johnson says there are enough Republicans to hold up Trump's big, beautiful bill over the $4.5 trillion it would add to the deficit. Joel Payne is with the progressive group Move On.
They're using that money to pay for billionaire tax cuts for people who don't need them and who not necessarily all of them actually ask for them. It's the height of irresponsibility.
One part of the bill would cut funding for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau by more than two-thirds. Alex Alvarez with Progress Arizona says the agency has already returned more than $20 billion to working families.
People are working harder than ever before, are seeing rising costs, and instead of giving any kind of support, this Congress is trying to aid the Trump administration's assault on the CFPB, which has returned $21 billion to defrauded consumers in the form of restitution or canceled debts.
Congress has voted to overturn a CFPB rule strictly limiting how much banks and credit card companies can profit from overdraft fees. Pro-democracy groups want to tone down America's heated political rhetoric. Some analysts doubt how far their efforts can go, but Emily Chamley Wright of the Institute for Humane Studies says as bad as things might feel right now, it doesn't mean America's falling apart. She says people have repeatedly come to see the value in our institutions.
We have this resilience baked in, but that doesn't mean that we can sit back and just wait for it either.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.